my taxes will be lower in retirement. Well, in all fairness, if you've saved for retirement, IRAs and 401ks, that is likely not the case. Tune in to consider this program as we will discuss it this week.
Joseph Clark is a certified financial planner and the managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group, an SEC-registered investment advisory service. This material is being provided for informational or educational purposes only and does not take into account the investment objectives or financial situation of any client or prospective client. Those seeking information regarding their particular investment needs should contact us or another financial professional. The opinions expressed were current at the date of taping but are subject to change without notice due to tax law changes or market, political, and economic conditions.
My taxes will be less in retirement. Now, you've probably heard that before. Your parents may even think that to be true. All right? So what do you think over there, is that little brains?
Well, it all depends on how much investment accounts that you have and how you diversified in your tax situation. Right?
How you diversified in the taxes, I will give you. Would you be willing to retire and reduce your standard of living?
No.
No. I mean, that's why people work at Walmart at 70 years old, right?
Right.
It's there is this belief that our taxes go down, and it's why people get into so much into tax deferral. I mean, taxes hurt today, and so people try to cure that current pain by tax deferral. And I don't want to tell you that tax deferral is evil and that you should never do it. I've got money in tax deferred accounts, but only because in the 401k plan, the money that the employer puts in has to be tax deferred. So I've got tax deferred money there, and I've got Roth money that's inside of my 401k. Here's what really happens with taxes, Ken. You've got two ways that you pay into the IRS in the state of Indiana. One is when they extract money out of your paycheck, right, on your on your W-2.
Right.
There is withholding, right? And so that withholding is paying taxes that the computer system, the payroll people, believed would be owed at the end of the year when you actually did your taxes.
Okay.
The second way is when you retire, many people have to pay in quarterly estimates because you no longer have that money that's withheld out of your check. Right? When you were paying into that money that was being extracted while you were in your working years, there was really two forms of taxes. Now, let's forget federal and state because this show is all over the country. We happen to be in central Indiana. But let's forget about paying taxes to Indiana. Let's just talk about what goes to the federal government. While you're working, there are two parts. There is the part that you pay into Social Security, right, which is 7.65% of your pay. And your employer pays that in, okay? You pay that based on what's called your earned income. So money that you make in the mortgage world or money that I make being a financial planner, that is taxable, and it's taxed on Social Security up to a certain threshold. When your income gets to a certain point, you don't have to pay all of that on the Social Security part, but you do have to pay all of that on the Medicare part, right? So there's a portion of it that's broken out once you reach a certain income level. And that number goes up more often than I would prefer. So you end up paying 7.65% longer. If you happen to be fortunate enough to be a business owner, you get to pay both sides of that. So I'm paying over 15% into Social Security, up to that certain amount of money, and then on Medicare on more of that money. When I retire, when I no longer have quote unquote earned income, and now I just have income that's coming from my 401k or income that's coming from my stocks or other things that I have, you don't have to pay Social Security on that, okay? So it is true that when you retire, that portion of your taxes are gone.
Gotcha.
The challenge is when I ask most people about tax deferral, then they're putting money in their 401k, most people believe, many people, I shouldn't say most, believe that they're also deferring part of that taxation on the Social Security withholding. And you're not. When you put money in the 401k, you're not deferring that at all on the Social Security side. You're deferring what we call your federal tax rate. When you go to pull money out, you don't have to pay Social Security tax on it again because it's not earned income. But but you've also already paid the taxes on that. So when you go to retire, here's why this simply isn't so for most people. Most people are not willing to reduce their standard of living or they wouldn't retire.
Okay.
Unless you're forced out of the workforce because somebody outdid your job or you had a health condition, right? You know, one of those two things. The majority of people of the more than 1,000 families we've taken care of over the years, 980 some today, right now at this time, there are very few who would tell you that they are in a lower tax bracket when they retire once they've reached age 70. Now, why is that? Well, it's 70 and a half. You have that cute little word, required,
right?
Required mandatory distributions, or what we call RMDs. All of a sudden, because remember, 70% of the world does not, 70% of America does not take money out of their 401ks, their tax-deferred investments, until they're forced to by the government's hand, right? Mm-hmm. The reason we talk about designing your distribution is because you have three choices in life with your retirement money. You can either wait until the IRS forces your hand at 70 and a half. I don't like to be forced to do anything, right? You can die and let your heirs deal with it, where they'll be forced to take money out over time. Or the third one is you can design your own distribution. And that's what we spend our life doing. But when most people hit 70 and a half, you've got required minimum distributions. The Social Security, by definition, has kicked in. Some people wait till 70. Most don't. We'll talk about that in another conversation today. But the key thing you have to really think about, Ken, is do I want to reduce my standard of living? And as long as the answer is no, then you have to recognize our tax system. You know, the current tax system is started in 1913, and the average top rate was a little bit above 50%.
Wow.
It was 70 when Reagan took office. It was 90% when Kennedy took office. When you look at it and somebody said, should you tax defer at 70%? The answer would have been, well, heck yes. Today, our top bracket is 37%. And there are some people that are continuing to defer, not recognizing that they're going to be in a higher tax rate when they retire, either because the government changes where our taxes are. We know it goes back to the old rates in 2025. That's what sunsetting means. So we have to go through all of this again in 2025 to vote the current tax system back in or something like it. That's the difference between sunsetting and permanent. I hope that helps. So myth number one is, for most of us, our taxes will not be reduced when we reach retirement. You're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Ken Dilker. If you got a question or comment, you can shoot us an email, consider this@yourlifeafterwork.com, or give us a call at 800-928-4001.